Heavenly Father, as the psalmist today cries out, "You have rescued me." Help us here this afternoon know to the extent that you have rescued us, Lord. Help us to know what you have rescued us from, to point out those areas of announcements of death so that you may heal us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So there's three announcements of death in our readings today. All three are different, and all three of them receive the same response, or the same antidote, if you will. So looking at all three of them real quick, maybe working backwards, the first, the man Jairus, who approached Jesus, fell at his feet and pleaded with him to heal his daughter. And Jesus and the man take off on the journey to the man's house. And on the way, someone from the house came and met them and said, and announced that the girl had died. A sudden announcement coming from the outside. Second announcement of death was not sudden like the first one, but it was more of a painful, slow encroachment of death. A woman who had experienced her life slowly draining away over the course of 12 years. The announcement of death, not sudden, not coming from the outside, but a gradual coming from within. The third announcement of death we heard in our first reading today, the Book of Wisdom. And this announcement of death is the worst of all the announcements of death, because this announcement of death is the announcement of death that allows the other announcements of death to even happen. We read, starting off in the Book of Wisdom there, that God created simply because he's good, and he created out of his love. He created man and woman, and he made them imperishable, meaning to not die, to be in perfect harmony with him, with others, and with ourselves. We have no idea what that's like, to live like that, to be in perfect harmony with God. Like, the move in us, as I oftentimes say, is so quick of thinking and seeing God as a taker, seeing God as someone out to get us. Being in perfect harmony with others, hardly, right? We know this well. We have such a quick move in us for unforgiveness. Such a quick move in us to build up bitterness. A quick move in us to objectify others. And as wisdom points out, during that time, man stood before woman. Woman stood before man. And man was able to look at woman as they stood before each other naked and to say, "I know that I was created to give myself to you fully, completely." And they were able to stand there before each other without shame. Again, we have no idea what that's like. Because what's in us is to look at another, right, and to have a sense of objectifying or using, right? And when we know that somebody is looking at us with an intention of using or objectifying, that's what causes shame. That's what happened in the garden. That's how it's been since. And then you have the announcement that came after setting up that beautiful sight of paradise in the beginning of wisdom. And then it gets to that last lion that we heard proclaimed today in the first reading. "But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And they who belong to his company experience it." The first line in the Book of Wisdom that we heard today is, God did not create death. Death does not come from God. And yet, since that first announcement of death in Genesis that wisdom recounts today, announcements of death come your way and my way all the time. We are bombarded with announcements of death in our lives. And those announcements of death may be sudden, coming from the outside, like Jairus today, or those announcements of death are more gradual and they come from within. again, as a priest and for just over a year now, and having a, you know, seeing a good number of people in my office, and of course in the confessional, there are few people who don't have an inner wound caused by something or someone in their past. Maybe that's a mistake that I made, or maybe a mistake that someone else made, of what someone did to me, or what someone said to me when I was younger, or what someone didn't do or didn't say to me when I was younger. Those things can cause a slow death within over time. So we're like the woman today in the gospel, the hemorrhaging woman, something inside killing me, announcing death over time, relentlessly. Or like Jairus, the announcement of death comes from the outside. The voice comes and meets me on the road that says, don't bother. Don't bother trying to change your life. There's no hope. You're too far gone. You can't change. Your loved one is too far gone. Your marriage is too far gone. You're past the spot of resurrection. You can't be resurrected. All of these are different forms of announcements of death that we're bombarded with, either from the inside or the outside. And what's the response? As I said, all of these announcements of death have the same response. And Jesus' response is that he pays no attention to announcements of death. On the road, as that man or whoever it was that came, and as Jesus and Jairus is on the way to the house, and he came and met him halfway, and he said, your daughter died. She's dead. Don't bother. The line in the gospel says, Jesus had total disregard for the announcement, and he marched on to the house. To do what? To heal, to restore, to rescue. Or the hemorrhaging woman of 12 years, she has exhausted her entire life saving on doctors. And a simple touch did what? Healed, restored, rescued. What God does best is squashes announcements of death in your life and in my life. The gospel today, if you heard when Deacon Phil processed with the book of the gospel, the verse that was sung was, Jesus Christ destroyed death. Do you believe that this morning? Do I believe that this morning? That he destroyed death, and he can destroy death in your life this afternoon and in my life. He can do it. Do you know that? So the question I think to ask ourselves the remainder of this liturgy in the time of silence as we approach Jesus in the Eucharist, and maybe the question to ask ourselves throughout the week is this. What is it, or who is it maybe, who has been knocking on the door of your heart or my heart, announcing death? And maybe that announcement of death is a prolonged announcement of death over the course of maybe more than 12 years, but since your childhood. Of a voice that's been there that you still hear that announces death. And have Jesus squash it. Have Jesus, like, touch Jesus this morning, as that woman, the hemorrhaging woman, did today. And as all the other crowds were around in the gospel said that there's a large crowd that were all just rubbing up against Jesus. The difference between rubbing up against Jesus and touching him is all the difference in the world. If you're anything like me, you have a tendency just to live from day to day and week to week, just rubbing up against Jesus. But Jesus invites us this morning, he invites you this morning to touch him and be healed. For him to squash the announcement of death that you need to have squashed this afternoon. And if that image of touching Jesus isn't helpful for you, like maybe it's the image of Jesus busting through the door of that home today and taking the girl by the hand who was dead and saying, arise, resurrect, like get up, because I can resurrect. That's what I do, not by my power, right? But by his power, he says, by my power. So there's the hand extended to resurrect you or me this morning. But first we have to identify that announcement of death maybe in our lives. And this morning, touch him or grasp the hand that he has out before you and ask him, destroy the announcement of death in my life. That's maybe been sudden or that's been there ever since my childhood. Because squashing death is what Jesus does best.